Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Frank Sinatra.
Francis Albert Sinatra, the chairman of the board. Old Blue Eyes, the voice. We know his nicknames, know his songs, how his singing and savvy changed the music business forever.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is post time.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, what are you asking such ridiculous questions for? Just play the mother notes and we'll be a riot.
Master E3338.
Fly me to the moon.
I would like to be remembered as a man who brought an innovation to popular singing. Let me a peculiar, unique fashion like that I wish one of these days somebody would learn to do so it doesn't die where it is.
In other words, please be true.
Frank Sinatra, nouvelle péripétie. Alors, comme je vous l'avais indiqué, Frank a décidé de ne pas partir à l'armée. Comment va-t-il faire? Eh bien, la première fois, il avait été déclaré donc totalement apte à partir. Ça ne va pas le décourager. Début décembre, il va solliciter un nouvel examen avant le recrutement ferme et définitif. Il est reçu par le capitaine Joseph Weintop, qui lui va le déclarer mentalement disqualifié pour le service, et ce pour les raisons suivantes. Instabilité émotionnelle, névrose, il avait peur d'aller dans l'ascenseur, il avait peur de la foule, des idées somatiques et de fréquents maux de tête. Frank Sinatra, Strange Music.
Strange music in my ears. Only now, as you spoke, did it start. Strange music of the sphere. Could its lovely hum be coming from my heart? You appear and I hear songs sublime, song that I'm incapable of. So while we treasure every measure so that time can never change the strange new music of love. So dear, let me hold treasure every measure so that time can never change the strange new music of love.
Face à cette situation, alors George Evans se rend bien compte que c'est pas ce qu'il pouvait faire de mieux, Franck. Alors, il va donc décider, malgré tout, de faire ce qu'il peut, et il va donc décider d'organiser une tournée de Franck dans les camps des GI. Un gros succès, mais catastrophe à son retour, Franck déclarant, pas moins que cela, « Le service des divertissements et distractions de l'armée est géré par des cordonniers qui ne connaissent rien au divertissement. » Et tout ceci pourquoi ? Eh bien parce que Franck n'accepte pas que quand il va dans les camps, parfois la douche est froide, parfois le micro est mal branché, parfois des pécadilles, mais toujours est-il que lui, il considère que s'il a fait tout cela, c'est pas du tout pour aller s'embourber dans des trucs où il n'apparaît pas comme la vedette des vedettes. Frank Sinatra, « Someone watch over me ».
Well, sir, it's time to leave you at your door, neighbors, and say that we hope you'll sit in with us next week again and no goal night for a treat instead of a treatment. Until then, the best of everything and
put your dreams away for another day. And I will take their place in your heart.
Good night, Junior. Pleasant dreams, Moonbeam. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Good night.
Next Wednesday and every Wednesday is the night for Songs by Sinatra. Presented by P. Lorillard Company, a great name in tobaccos for nearly 200 years. And makers of Old Gold Cigarettes, the treasure of them all. The Frank Sinatra Show is written by Frank Wilson and produced and directed for Old Gold by Man Hollander. Dan Seymour speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Au même moment, Frank va tourner un film avec Melvin Leroy. Le film, c'est The House I Live In. Un film au sujet hautement politique, la tolérance religieuse et raciale. Frank y joue son propre rôle, une séance de répétition où il peaufine la chanson If You Are But a Dream.
I hope I never waken. It's more than I could bear to find that I'm forsaken. If you're a fantasy, then I'm content to be in love with lovely you and pray my dream comes true. I long to kiss you, but I would not dare. I'm so afraid that you may vanish in the air. So darling, if our romance should break up, I hope I never wake up. If you are
Just give me 5 minutes and I'll have the other number ready.
I'll get a smoke.
Next number, boys.
What's he got, smallpox or something?
We don't like his religion.
His religion?
Look, mister, he's a dirt...
Now, hold on. I see what you mean. You must be a bunch of those Nazi werewolves I've been reading about.
Mister, are you screwy?
Not me. I'm an American.
Well, what do you think we are?
Nazis?
Don't call me a Nazi. My father's a sergeant in the army. He's been wounded, even.
Wounded, huh? Say, I bet he got some of that blood plasma.
His wound is so bad he had to get it 3 times.
Son, anybody in your family ever go to the blood bank?
Sure, my mother and my father both.
Uh-huh. You know what? I bet you maybe his pop's blood helped save your dad's life. That's bad.
What's bad about it?
Well, don't you see? Your father doesn't go to the same church as his father does. That's awful. Do you think maybe if your father knew about it in time, he would rather have died than to take blood from a man of another religion? Would you have wanted him to die? Would your mom want him to die?
No.
Look, fellas, religion makes no difference, except maybe to a Nazi or somebody as stupid. Why, people all over the world worship God in many different ways. God created everybody. He didn't create one people better than another. Your blood's the same as mine. Mine's the same as his. Do you know what this wonderful country is made of? It's made up of 100 different kind of people and 100 different ways of talking and 100 different ways of going to church. But they're all American ways. Wouldn't we be silly if we went around hating people because they comb their hair different than ours? Wouldn't we be a lot of dopes? My dad came from Italy, but I'm an American. But should I hate your father because he came from Ireland or France or Russia? Wouldn't I be a first-class fathead? You guys remember Pearl Harbor? Why, the Japs socked us so it looked like we could never do anything about it. But a couple of days later, something very important happened. Close your eyes and let me tell you about it. Go on, close your eyes. All of you, I want you to imagine it. There was a Jap battleship, the Haruna, and one of our planes spotted it. Do you know what it takes a battleship? It takes guts and know-how and teamwork.
Extrait du film The House I Live In. C'était donc Frank Sinatra dans son propre rôle pour une séance de répétition, tout d'abord. Et puis après, comme vous l'avez compris, il va sortir pour aller fumer une cigarette. Et là, il va rencontrer des gamins qui s'en prennent à un autre gamin juif. Et par conséquent, il va leur faire une leçon de morale, leur donner quelques conseils, ce que vous avez pu entendre. Et puis, il va tout simplement retourner donc, à la séance d'enregistrement où il va cette fois-ci enregistrer eh bien, le thème du film « The House I Live In », leur expliquant ce qu'est pour lui l'Amérique.
Kelly, an American and a Presbyterian. And you know who dropped the bombs? Meyer Levin, an American and a Jew. You think maybe they should have called the bombing off because they had different religions? Think about that, fellas. Use your good American heads. Don't let anybody make suckers out of you.
Well, gotta go to work.
What do you work?
I sing.
Aw, oh, you're a kid.
Come here. Now, you all stand here, and no hissing allowed.
What is America to me? A name, a map, or a flag I see? A certain word, democracy. What is America to me? A house I live in, a plot of earth, a street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces that I see, all races and religions, that's America to me. The the place I work in, the worker at my side, the little town or city where my people lived and died, the howdy and the handshake, the air of feeling free and the right to speak my mind out. That's America to me. The things I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand and the house a mile tall, the wedding and the churchyard, the laughter and the tears, the dream that's been a-growing for 150 years. The town I live in, the street, the house, the room, pavement of the city, or a garden all in bloom, the church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see, but especially the people that's America to me.
So long, man.
So long.
Joignant le geste à ses idées, Frank va alors décider que les bénéfices, les siens, iront à des organisations de lutte contre la délinquance juvénile. Cette prise de position lui vaudra d'être traité de communiste par la presse pour avoir exprimé publiquement sa tolérance vers la diversité. Gerald Smith, du Parti conservateur, enfoncera le clou en ponctuant que Sinatra agissait comme un porte-parole des organisations communistes au cours de son émission de radio. Fort heureusement pour Frank, la firme Columbia va lui ouvrir ses studios et Frank va alors enregistrer ses plus mémorables chansons considérées depuis comme de vrais classiques. Sa plus belle réussite sera l'album The Voice, salué comme un album vrai, un concept imaginé par Frank lui-même, considérant que les airs pouvaient se connecter les uns aux autres et être ainsi séquencé de telle manière qu'il raconterait une histoire émotionnelle complète. Frank Sinatra, You Go to My Hand and Someone to Watch Over Me.
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The
the thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea. Cast a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise. Like a summer with a thousand Julys, you intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go to my head. There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone who'll watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could always be good.
Il devenait primordial pour lui d'avoir la main mise sur la programmation et personne d'autre ne pouvait intervenir sur sa décision. Des auteurs-compositeurs Jimmy Van Heusen ou Sammy Cahn pouvaient faire des suggestions, mais c'était Frank qui avait le droit de veto. Il déclarait « Je ne suis pas le gars qui fait beaucoup de travail cérébral sur le pourquoi ou comment. » Il fallait, selon son expression, qu'il sente le swing. Frank Sinatra, « This Foolish Thing ».
A cigarette that bears a lipstick traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment, those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant, a fairground's painted swing, these foolish things remind me of you. You came, you sought, you conquered me. When you did that to me, I knew somehow this had to be. The winds of March that make my heart a dancer, a telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you clings. These foolish things remind me of you. The smile of Turner and the scent of roses, the waiter's whistling as the last bar closes, the song that Crosby sings.
I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. I thought at last I had found you, but other loves surround you. And I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover that I'm the lover meant for you, and I'd be true.
Ce sera donc la fin de l'émission avec des extraits de l'album The Voice qu'on retrouvera la semaine prochaine pour vraiment encore quelques belles pépites. Bye bye et à la semaine prochaine.